Martin McCune now joins us to recap the action for the North West Counties last night. Martin, a very good afternoon.
Afternoon, Oisin.
Well, Martin, we've got three goals here for Donegal in the opening half in the hurling. It was a different story for the men's footballers last night, where Conor McCarthy scored a first-half hat-trick. When you have time to assess that draw with Monaghan and you had time to sort of weigh things up, are you worried going forward from a Donegal point of view, given the performance and in particular the opening half last night, where we couldn't handle the pace and got caught open so easily?
Yeah, I suppose it's hard. I don't even know, do the players know what happened, even not alone the sakes of ourselves that was out there watching, or people that was watching TV, the first half especially. But the only plus in the whole thing is, Oisin, that they got it right at half time. I mean, tighten it up completely the second half, and Bowen Van Galler then totally picked up Conor McCarthy in the second half, and he didn't really perform in that second half. I know he had the chance maybe at the end to win the match for Monaghan, but full. They got to grips with halftime, and players picked up players who they were supposed to be marking and everything else. Suppose the other thing is that Hugh McFadden would normally play a sweeper, and yesterday it seemed that he didn't play a sweeper. They didn't go with a sweeper. It looked that way, and it's funny. I've watched the first half of the Dublin Kerry game, and last week Jack Barry played as a sweeper against Galway and was very, very effective. Today, now, maybe Kerry don't want to give much away. They didn't even start Barry. Maybe he picked up a knock or whatever. And with no sweeper, they conceded three goals in the first half as well against Dublin. So, you know, that's the kind of, I mean, it looks like teams have got really obsessed with kickouts and the important thing of pushing up on kickouts. And, you know, you do lose your shape, particularly when teams push deep and then, say, the half-back lane follow the half-forward lane very, very deep. Obviously, they have a lot of space there. And that's where maybe you need that sweeper there to cover that area. But it's just the way the game has moved on. It was very defensive way back a couple of years ago. Now it's changed completely, and its games now are very, very open.
There was, of course, a lot of pluses for Donegal as well. I think Patrick McBerty deserves credit today after his 8 points last night. But when we really needed somebody to find a couple of gears, Martin, and get us back in the game and keep us in touch, McBerty was the man that stepped up.
Ah, yeah. Patrick had a brilliant match. And even he stepped up, especially with Michael Murphy going off injured early. It was important if somebody to step up, particularly in the full forward. And Patrick, I mean, he was very, very good against Tyrone the week before as well. So really on top of his game, and it was important. He kicked, I mean, the mark that he took, the confidence he had to kick that ball over the bar. And he scored some fabulous points. I mean, getting 8 points was important, because normally, you know, in the past you're depending on maybe Michael Murphy to get that 8 to 10 points. So, I mean, with Michael Murphy not playing really in the whole game, and Donegal scored 120, you'd have to be happy enough with that part of your game, is what, particularly the first half, what they conceded the other end. Because looking back at it today, Oisin, you could have conceded 10 goals in the game, you know, and that's the big fear there. But I thought that, you know, the subs that came off the bench played well. Owen McHugh came on at half time and had a very good second half. Owen McNeillers came on, Steve McMenamin, Paddy McGrath came off the bench as well, and they played well. So there is pluses there, all right.
Yeah, and I suppose when you had to dig deep, Martin, and you showed that character to come from 9 points down and then 7 points down and manage to salvage a point, you've got a different sort of mindset going into the next game now against Armagh on Saturday night, where if you're at the end of a defeat, and be that a heavy defeat, if Monaghan got a couple of more goals, it would have been a different story going into the Athletic grounds.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, Oisin, it's a long time since Donegal have been beaten in a league match in Balbuffet, and it was important maybe in McCool Park. It was important to keep that record as well from their own point of view and everything else. Yeah, it was great. Showed great character. Heads didn't go down and everything else. But the defending on both teams now, Monaghan's defending wasn't much better than Donegal's defending in the game and that there. So look, it, we're looking forward to next weekend. It's a big, big weekend. I mean, our man Donegal, winner takes all. Donegal, a draw will do Donegal, all right. But I think one, or, you know, looking at it, you know, the chance of a draw maybe is fairly slim in that there. But I think it's a big game, both teams. And then Monaghan and Tyrone as well. It's basically all winner take all. And, you know, we've all, most divisions with only three games. There's a lot of big, big games next weekend. And really, it's probably, looking at it, it's the start nearly of the championship next weekend.
Okay, Martin, listen, we're going to have to cut you short because the Donegal hurlers and Mayo are back out onto the pitch here, and we're going to have full live second half commentary. Listen, we'll be talking again during the week, Martin, to look forward to another weekend of action. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Oisin. Take care.